Mr. Kaiser's report is confined to the statutory requirements under 137.225 and is not legally entitled to look behind the arrest to determine whether the arrest had probable cause or address the other points that you raised. The court must adhere to the statutory language and criteria that's set out under ORS 137.225, cannot look to Washington law or any errors that you allege may have occurred in the process there. The cases that have been cited by the state are on point. State XL Hathaway versus Hart and State versus XL Dwyer versus Dwyer. The violation of restraining order simply does not fall under ORS 137.225 as an action, whether it be an arrest or otherwise, that can be expunged. Contempt of court is not a criminal conviction, so an arrest for a VRO cannot be considered an arrest for a crime. So the court denies your motion to set aside. Thank you.